You're listening to Valley Edition. Before we close our program today, we want to take a moment and let you know about a special event that's coming up Thursday night as part of our Voices of the Drought project here at Valley Public Radio. And joining us now in our studio is our coordinator for Voices of the Drought, our reporter, and last week's fill-in host on our program, Ezra David Romero. Ezra, welcome.
Hey, Joe.
The Voices of the Drought project kicks off with this Art Hop show coming up Thursday. Before we do that, tell us exactly what you've been doing for the past 6 or 7 months online in the social media campaign for Voices.
Yeah, so earlier this spring, the reporter team got together and we decided we need to cover the drought in a way that other people are not. Every news agency was going to cover it, and so we decided we'd tell first-person stories, and I decided to take it a step further and have this blog dedicated to it and have this social media campaign using the hashtag Drought Voices for people across the state and the country to send their photos in on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we've had 700,000 to a million impressions with Twitter alone.
And these are photos that are on the Drought Voices blog. You can find that on our website, kvpr.org. That's a Tumblr blog. And you've got photos of people, what they're doing at their homes, people who would go to the lake where it's dry, all sorts of things, right?
Yeah, we have photos. We have like countless photos of drying lakes. We have photos of Yosemite. We have like housewives spying on their neighbors and people like drought shaming and water spraying the ground. We have even the Getty in LA submitted a few photos. So we have photos of things happening all across the state that all have to do with drought in the region.
Well, it's very interesting. And this event coming up Thursday night as part of Art Hop is a great opportunity to see these photos in real life and also to interact not only with the station but to hear some of the stories in person.
Yeah, so the whole idea of this Art Hop show is to bring this blog and what we do here at the station to life and make it tangible and real. So you'll walk in, you'll see a giant map of California with all these user-submitted photos, and you'll walk into this studio and there'll be dimly lit lights and our stories will be playing of the drought. And then you'll walk to the rest and there'll be kiosks where you can actually touch the blog and like look through it and see the rest of the photos and meet the reporters.
Yeah, you have framed art on the walls, again, submitted by users online as part of the Drought Voices project. This is coming up, again, when and where on Thursday night?
So it happens Thursday night from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at CMAC. It's the Community Media Access Collaborative. And that's in downtown Fresno across the street from PBS and Caddy Corner from Arte de Americas. So it's right in downtown. It's part of the Art Hop loop. If you're going to the other ones at Broadway Lofts, all those places, it's on the way. So stop by and see what we're doing here at the station.
Again, it's Thursday night, October 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m. at CMAC, 1555 Van Ness Avenue in downtown Fresno. You had a smaller version of the show in Bakersfield earlier this summer, and we're pleased to have this one coming up again Thursday night in Fresno. Ezra David Romero, thanks for joining, and thanks for filling in last week.
Yeah, no problem.
On jury
it
duty.
Was fun.
That's all for today's Valley Edition. You can hear audio archives and subscribe to our podcast online at kvpr.org. We welcome your comments and suggestions. You can email us talk@kvpr.org and follow us on Twitter. We are at KVPR and at Valley Edition, and of course also the Voices of the Drought blog online as well. For Valley Edition producer, reporter, and Drought Voices coordinator Ezra David Romero, reporter Deanna Aguilera, audio engineer Marv Allen, and production and operations manager Don Weaver, I'm Joe Moore. This is Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio.
Support for Valley Edition comes from the James Irvine Foundation, the California Endowment. Health happens when California values schools more than prisons. Learn more at calendow.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org.